Life is an adventure, and it's one that we control with our thoughts. That's according to Mike Dooley, co-founder of Tut's Adventurers Club.
My core message, of course, is that our thoughts become the things and events of our lives. And I don't mean that figuratively, I mean it literally. As I say in my workshops and presentations, our thoughts have an energy and a life force that literally leave us when we think them, only to return as the things and events of our lives. And it's only our view in linear time that makes everything seem to follow one singular expression on a timeline, whereas in fact, reality is far more spontaneous than the physical senses perceive it to be, and we really literally do manifest the objects, the events, the experiences of our lives in exactly the same way we do when we dream at night. You know, within the dream at night, everything seems as real as can be, concrete and solid. But with a slight change of perspective, it's easy enough for us to see on the outside that those real players, circumstances, events happening in a dream for somebody are also just thoughts. And in the dream of life, the here and now, it's exactly the same. And I go on to say often that this dream is being dreamt by the universe, who slowly but surely is waking up mid-dream as you and I. And so it's as if the baton has been passed. We are now the one that gets to choose our thoughts, and we are therefore the ones that perpetuate, literally, not figuratively, perpetuate this reality. So the things that look solid around us are really, in fact, condensed thought, if you will, and it appears solid and it appears linear just for the way our physical senses interpret this reality. So the bottom line is, our thoughts literally become the things and events of our lives. That's why it behooves us to be aware of what we're thinking, to understand why we might be thinking limited, fearful thoughts, and then to go on the offense and try to deliberately think thoughts that will indeed serve us, or think thoughts along the lines of the life of our dreams.
Is there a particular way in which you have to think those thoughts? Because some thoughts you think about really hard and you're concentrating on, and others kind of flit in, flit out, you know. Are they the same thing?
Great question. Well, the principle is so simple, I don't want to make it more complicated than it is. All thoughts, little thoughts, surface thoughts, deep, profound thoughts, strive, just as gravity consistently strives, to do its thing. And in the principle of thoughts becoming things, that is, they strive to become the things and events of our lives. So the question would be, what determines which thoughts of the 10,000 we think a day will be made manifest? And there are a number of factors. Behind the thoughts, of course, there would be intention, which is just another way of looking at thought. There would be our beliefs. There would be our other thoughts. Because sometimes in my workshops, I'll say that this principle is literally as predictable as gravity. But then somebody will say, well, what about those dreams of ours that have never seen the light of day? What happened to those thoughts? The explanation is ridiculously simple. It's that we never think just one thought. We never want just one thing. And whenever we're thinking more than one thought at a time, there's always the great likelihood, actually, that some of our thoughts will contradict one another, and oftentimes some of our thoughts are mutually exclusive. So not only does there need to be intent and expectation, but there needs to be a congruence with our other thoughts so that the ones we most want are the ones, in fact, that manifest.
Is there a way of wanting things kind of too much almost? Because people do say that you have to think something and then let it go. And that almost seems like, well, then I can't want it that much, can I?
Oh, that's excellent. Of course, you can want it too much. We literally get in our own way. We start worrying whether or not perhaps we're visualizing properly. And then we start thinking about possible negative outcomes. And those thoughts do what the positive thoughts do. They strive to become the things and events of our lives. So if we're doubting ourselves, or if we're doubting this principle being as predictable as gravity, that just creates a static. And so when I suggest to people that I work with that they visualize once a day, or visualize at all, I tell them not only is once a day a good starting point, but it is the ending point. After you picture clearly in your mind exactly what it is you want, as if that realization has already come to pass, careful not to dwell on how you're going to get there. After that one time a day, just drop it. Absolutely forget about it. Otherwise, you're dwelling too much in the future. You're taking yourself out of the present. You start wondering whether or not you're up to the task. You get overwhelmed and you quit. So visualizing one time a day is important for a number of reasons, but first and foremost, so that you can get back to the present, the here and now, who you are and what you already have, and learn to enjoy the moment.
That's Mike Dooley.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.